It was a massive weekend, as we know, for Australian sport, but just as important for Australian basketball with the Olympic qualifiers, Oceania Championships at Melbourne Park, and a packed house too. Now, he hasn't been in the job long, but Basketball Australia CEO Anthony Moore, I reckon, would have been rapt with what he saw. Anthony joins us. G'day, Anthony.
G'day, Daniel. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. What did you make of the weekend's, particularly the crowd and the interest in the games across the weekend from a basketball point of view?
Oh, it was extraordinary. It was something that we were... In January, it was a bit of an idea that we've got a big some big athletes on stage to go off to Rio, which is, of course, Olympics is one of the biggest events that we have. We thought that we should put it on in the biggest stadium, in the biggest sporting capital in the world. And to actually stand courtside and just sort of spin around on that 360 view and see the joint full and rocking was just outstanding for Australian basketball.
It was bordering on, you had to be celebrity sort of 101 to be getting access to the tickets. It was that sought after. I mean, it was almost Jack Nicholson on the courtside stuff at the Lakers there at the moment.
Well, and that's exactly what we wanted to do. We wanted to reposition the way we present basketball in this country. So to have those Hollywood suits, as we called them, and they actually sold really quickly, really early. So we did have a few question marks about the ticket price and courtside, but the consumer voted with their wallet and snapped them all up. So it was amazing to actually have a look around and see who was in those seats. From I think we got Rory Sloane from the Crows up, and I think I spotted Shane Crawford there as well. So there was plenty of interest in the match.
So it's all very well to get them there and to be a part of the atmosphere, but there's got to be some quality performance on the court to bring them back. And we had some great performances by the Opals initially and then the Boomers on the back of that. 61-41, the Opals over the Tall Ferns, and then Australia 71-59 over the Tall Blacks as well. So a good start to the campaign for both teams. I think you're in New Zealand at the moment for the return legs, is that right?
Yep, that's it. So just arrived in Auckland. We're heading down to Tauranga for tonight's return match for the Opals. And then tomorrow in Wellington for the Boomers and Tall Blacks. So the matches, it's two matches and decided on points aggregate.
Yep.
So I think the Opals were in pretty good shape with their points differential. And, you know, at home, full stadium tomorrow for TSB Arena at Wellington. I think Matthew Dellavedova is 2 points right at the desk to get a 12 points up. Could come very handy for us tomorrow night.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing how that unfolds. Were the players aware of how important a really good performance was for the stance of basketball and the Australian sporting landscape on the weekend?
Yeah, look, we certainly had a good function on Wednesday night. You know, with some corporate partners and governments, and just took the opportunity to get the whole organisation together, our board, our players, our coaches, and our admin team. And we did talk about that. And we said, look, it's an opportunity for us to reposition the sport. I've been in the job since October, and almost at every turn I've heard, oh, I remember when the tennis centre was full, used to be full. Well, on Saturday night, we filled it. And I think that certainly from a player's perspective, when they first saw the court, they were excited, and when they actually got the crowd around them, they were beside themselves with excitement. It was they play, especially the NBA guys, they play in big arenas all the time, but the opportunity to actually play for their country in a packed house, 15,000 people, it was the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive from the players.
We heard Matty Dellavedova at halftime, one of the on-court interviews, saying he's never played in front of a crowd this big at home. And considering what he's come off in recent months with his NBA finals experience, I mean, to have that sort of feeling from him suggests that it's all going in the right direction. You must be wrapped with that.
Yeah, look, we are. And what excited me, probably, there's a couple of things that really excited me out of Saturday night was that when the ball tipped off for the Opals Tall Ferns, we had 11,500 people in the stadium.
Yep.
So, you know, a little concerned world, you know, are they just turning out to watch the big boys play? But the joint was pretty packed when the girls started. So that was absolutely outstanding. And I think, you know, when the Boomers ran onto the court, you know, with In Excess, Don't Change blaring, and that sort of got the you know, the prickles on the back of the neck up, it was just fantastic. And to see the Hark alive, and I think for one of the first times, an Indigenous reply with the pitch, it certainly blew the roof off. It was terrific.
Anthony Moore, the CEO of Basketball Australia, has joined us after a huge weekend for basketball in this country with the Opals and the Boomers performing beautifully against New Zealand across the weekend. We saw on Sunday, or yesterday, we saw the Diamonds take out the Netball World Cup. We see the great cohesion and chemistry and desire to play for the country from the Netball girls. do you get that same spirit, considering you've got to drag these players in from all over the world for the men and the women? Do they come back with the same sort of passion for the country and the national jersey?
Yeah, they do. They absolutely do. And just having just the opportunity to be around on the side of the court, you know, at those practices, it's a special camaraderie when you pull on the green and gold. They do come from all around. We've got a lot of the best available of our boys were on the court, and to actually see them in camp, it's one of those things. I think Deli made the point. You know, the last time he was with Andrew Bogut was in an under 20 state team, or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Teammate. So the opportunity for them to get back and be teammates, not just the NBA guys, but also the guys that are, you know, playing through Europe. There is a really special chemistry when they come together.
So considering the result you got from the fans on the weekend and also the coverage, which was fantastic as well from all the major media outlets, would you try and find spots in the calendar where you can do this more regularly, even though it might not be Olympic qualifier games or Oceania Championship games, but maybe even just some friendlies, some exhibition games against other countries, but considering the reaction you got?
Yeah, it's a great and timely question, Daniel. Very well done. The FIBA president, Horacio Muratore, was in town. It was his first visit as our big boss, the head of the FIBA organisation. And they announced the new qualification process for both World Championships and Olympic events. So we now have the opportunity to have, our bloomers. I've done the men's, I haven't yet done the women's, but we have the opportunity between mid-17, all the way through to the 2019 World Cup that's just been announced in China, and then into Tokyo for 2020 Olympics, to have the Boomers here home and away. It's about six times, so it's three times each year.
Fantastic.
We line up with NBA and European talent once. So once a year, we'll have the absolute talent available.
Yep.
And then the opportunity for us to have other matches where we're able to pull in either European-based players or NBL-based players. It just means that we can make that what was inaccessible. We turn up sort of once every 2 years to try and beat New Zealand to go somewhere. We now have them here multiple times a year. So that's a significant game changer for us, that new FIBA qualification path. It's just fantastic to bring national teams and really, get the country behind the Boomers as they've done before with the Socceroos change.
Well, there's been genuine concern of recent years for the state of basketball in this country, but with the rebranding of the NBL, with the way it was received and played on the weekend for the Opals and the Boomers, then is all up from here, I reckon. It's in a good spot. You've got a good building block to really build and explode this platform, I reckon, Anthony.
Yeah, we sure do. And the opportunity for us to take the game around the country as well.
Yep.
So, 15,000, in Melbourne, we can do this in Sydney, Adelaide, Brisbane, Townsville, Cairns, the whole way around the country. And we're following that Socceroo path through Asia. So, bringing some of the big teams, big powerhouse teams out of Asia, like China, Japan, Korea. They're going to be some, and the matches mean something, Daniel.
Yeah. They're
exhibition games. They're qualification games for World Cup and Olympics. So we've got some meaningful matches, and we're looking forward to bringing them around the country.
It's a very exciting time for basketball in Australia on the back of what we saw on the weekend. Good luck to you and the Basketball Australia team, and send our best to the Opals and the Boomers for the return bouts this week in New Zealand.
Thanks, Daniel. Appreciate your support.
Anthony Moore, CEO of Basketball Australia. Good times. Great weekend for Australian sport. How good were the Opals? How good were the Boomers? It was a good time to be a sports lover. Back with more on Halftime after this.